The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Hey, what's up? My name is Jet, and I am co-host and producer of Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet at the SoCal Sound. We are member-supported public radio right here in Southern California. You can support us 24/7 at thesocalsound.org. And I am joined in studio today by the Ramona Flowers, who have given me this amazing piece of vinyl, playing a couple of songs off of it too, live in studio. Guys, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
I'm really excited. So excited to hear some of the music you have to play for us too as well. But jumping right into it, I am curious. So am I correct in assuming you guys are fans of Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Absolutely.
Sam
is. That's where it all came from, I guess. Yeah.
Because I was going to say, I saw the Ramona Flowers, and I love Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Yeah. And I don't know if you caught the new animated series that they just...
No, I heard that it was getting done. And so I was like, okay, this is cool.
It's really, yeah, really
it's
cool.
Relevant.
Yeah. I highly suggest watching it. So that's why I was kind of geeking out a little bit over it, because I love Ramona Flowers, one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. When she, because I remember watching the movie, and then when she pops up and they introduce her in the movie, and she's like sort of beaming at the top of the stairs, and it was just a really cool moment, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. It does that whole thing, doesn't it?
Yep, exactly.
And she just looked cool. And I remember just thinking, Ramona Flowers, man, that's a cool name.
It's a dope name. It's a really cool name. I personally love it.
Yeah, cool.
I thought it was great.
Good.
I was hoping that that was the reason too, and I was like, don't ask the question and then get turned down.
It's definitely the reason.
Yeah.
I love it. So you guys formed in Bristol. Are you guys all from Bristol, or are you from different areas? Because I know you would answer like an advert, right?
I'm from London, really. Just outside London. But the other boy, you or not, are you?
I live in Bristol now, but I'm not from Bristol. I'm from up north, like Game of Thrones country and that. Yorkshire. Yeah.
What about the rest
of Bristol.
You guys?
Bristol?
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. I always like to ask because my co-host is from Birmingham, so I always like to see where everyone's from. So growing up, and this is for everybody, growing up listening to music wherever you were respectively, what really, honestly, were you tuned into as kids, and did it have an effect and influence on you as you grew up, formed a band, started writing music, creating music? What kind of impact did it have?
Yeah, massive impact.
Yeah.
You know, it sort of forms your whole musical sort of journey throughout life, doesn't it? It's the beginning.
My parents are responsible.
What did they really show you
when you were growing up? Well, they're both musical. Even though they're not professional musicians, my mum is a great singer, always has been an amazing singer, and still sings to this day, and she's in her 70s now. I think she's in her 70s.
Original music, or is it more so
she sings
covering
in choirs now and things like that, just to keep going. Yeah, same as your mum. My dad's always played guitar.
So musical family, what about you?
No one sung. No one played a note that I know in my family. But my mum's side is all of like Irish heritage, so there probably was a lot of playing in pubs and stuff when everyone had a few drinks, so maybe that's where I get it from. So, yeah.
But I mean, they probably were music fans introduced to some?
Yeah, it was a lot of, all I really remember is like a lot of, it was a lot of classics really, Fleetwood Mac, Beatles, you know, Rolling Stones, all this, just, you know, they're good taste, so it's all the classics really, so that sort of. And that's what I was into as a kid, and then a lot of bands come from that, and then got me a bit into sort of, you know, EDM and that kind of scene when that came out, came along. So, but then I find when you get a bit older, I feel that sometimes I don't listen to those bands that are influencing me as much now. I feel like I need to go back to that.
Is it because it was maybe played too heavily, and then you kind of have to take a break from it?
Maybe, because I don't think I've listened to like a Beatles record for a long time. I really should. I think I've heard they're pretty good.
just a little.
Yeah.
A couple of nights, you know. Well, that's, it comes in all shapes and forms. I think, honestly, as someone who is a music appreciator myself, I go through those phases of being gung-ho on an artist and really excited and like, maybe kind of to the point where I over-listen and burn myself out, and then I need to kind of take it back, take a break.
Yeah,
and then there are things where, you know, like when you're you need a little bit of an uplift. You listen to certain music, or you're in the mood for certain things. So like for me, if I'm in a little bit of a down mood, I want to be lifted up. Sometimes I listen to depressing things like The Smiths. So it's you're gonna have stuff like that.
The world's missing out now. The format that's dying, which is the format of the album. As a concept, that was what
listen to it start to finish,
and you just binge it back to front.
Yeah, it's too much choice, isn't it?
Yeah. Too much single on single on single, and it's the hardest thing. Is you're expected to do the single thing, but the listening album, the true listening album, is really what I think a lot of people are about. That's why I like you releasing this on vinyl.
Yeah. Mm.
And
that's awesome.
It's a fight that we still have with internally within ourselves. That as artists, you kind of like. I know you're not going to gain anything by doing an album, and it's going to take longer, and you're going to waste a load of energy, but you still can't help yourself going, this is the running order, and this is how we're going to do it all. Then you get told, no, you can't do it like that.
And then you think of it like kind of cinematically too as well, because it's like when you're listening to something, everybody has that kind of inner montage that you start going through in your head and what you're envisioning. I get that a lot with album listening.
You write like that, don't you?
I think it's great to... As an artist, when you're making music, that you're capturing that moment of time.
Yeah.
And that's what an album does, and that's why they're really special, because musically, as artists, you then move on from that. But that moment in time is what makes that particular body of music so special, and that's why albums are special. If you don't have that, then you're kind of, you're not anchoring that moment in time.
It's
in
kind of
way.
For the sake of doing it, just doing it for the sake of doing it. Yeah. I totally understand that. Okay. And congratulations, you guys, on the album. So this one is Gotta Get Home, right?
That's our EP.
The EP. Love it. So I hear rumblings too of this year, possibly an album.
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
It's all there.
We thought we've written loads of songs, and we're not really sure what ones are going to go on it now, so we sort of you have to wait and see whether we can just all agree on what songs are going to be on the album.
That's got to be interesting. And with your process, though, when you guys are writing and you're creating these songs and you're trying to put them together to compile them for an EP, an LP, what's your process? Are you guys, recording separately and then putting it together when you get together?
In terms of how we record?
Kind of just in general, are you recording stuff on an iPhone and then walking it in and saying, hey, this is what I'm thinking, or playing it for each other live and then collaborating?
It's a bit of both, really. I think the boys like write all the music, so they write it separately a lot when we're not together, and then when we get together, we'll listen back and work out which songs or musical beds we're kind of vibing with, and then when we develop lyrics and melodies on top of that, and then from that point, then it can develop into like its full sort of song. That's normally what we do.
Have you had that moment where, you know, maybe one person is going in like a particular direction, or they want to, and then they realize, oh, hey, you know what, I don't necessarily want to go this way, or hey, I have this idea, how about we bring this in? And it's completely just been like that light bulb moment.
What's quite nice, actually, is because we all write, we all produce in a way, but everyone has their own sort of distinctive style of songs that they write musically.
Okay.
And it's actually really nice because Dave comes in with his ideas, and he's got, and they're all great, and they sound like Dave's ideas. Ed's got his vibe, and I've got my vibe. And when you sort of mix them all together, you get the perfect collection of like upbeat or then down tempo, and it's actually a really good mix.
And then we've got to try and make them sound like the
Then you make them sound like the Ramona Flowers afterwards. Yeah. But what's lovely about it is you have real variety in it, which is great.
And it's those layers though that make you a band.
Yeah.
Exactly. It gives you that identity. It's what makes you stick out from other people that would be doing the same thing. And what I think is great, you know, and I just have to, of course, congratulate you guys on your number 25 right now on Billboard, right?
Yeah.
Number 25. I love it with Up All Night, which we're going to hear very soon. I'm very excited about that. But congratulations on that. And it's in 2K24. Yeah. So you're in a video game, which is kind of cool with the whole Ramona Flowers connection with Scott Pilgrim versus the world. It's very video game-esque, and that's kind of cool. Like, how does it feel to be in a video game?
It's mental. I remember because when it came out, I got the game, you know. And you don't know when it's going to get played, right? Because it just comes on, and then suddenly you're like doing something, and then it comes on, and you're like, oh my God, that's insane.
I've actually never played it. Still not played it. Because I don't have a console. I need to. I'd like to see that.
Get someone on Twitch who's playing it and say, hey, record that really quick. But yeah, it's got to be so really cool. I mean, yeah, I get that random text from a friend who's like, oh yeah, so I was playing 2K and I just like listened to Apple.
In the UK, it's FIFA, right? That's the soccer game. And I grew up playing, I had every copy of it, like every time they brought a new one. So I found loads of bands through playing that
100%. It's like with Tony Hawk Underground.
Exactly.
That was massive for so many artists coming up. It's just be featured in that or, you know, Grand Theft Auto, stuff like that.
Tony Hawk is probably another reason that I went down the music path, just playing that and listening to music and then getting into the bands and, yeah.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you see lots of comments on YouTube or whatever and then you get people that are like,
hate it.
You
know, some people do.
Yeah, but then you get people that are like, yeah, look, you know, I'm into rap. This is like not my scene at all, but this song is dope. Yeah.
And you get stuff out
and you're like, wow, this is amazing because you're reaching people that would never normally.
You get comments like, well, this is why I turned the game off.
I will just say it's like part of that game of just being in the public eye.
It's funny.
Everyone's going to love it. And to be honest, sometimes the trolls are pretty hilarious. Yeah. I gotta say, I'm like, damn, you've got jokes. You should really use that in a better way.
And they add traffic to the comment section. There.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
But I'm so excited. Congratulations, you guys. That is so cool. And then also, what was it like collaborating with Nile Rodgers? I mean,
surreal experience.
It was a crazy, crazy moment. Yeah, we were basically doing Nile. Copy version guitar parts when we were recording the song. And we labeled the tracks Nile.
Try and get him.
And then the manager was like, well, see if we can get him. And we were like, nah, it's never going to happen. And then we got a phone call saying, he loves it. He wants to speak to you, you know. Yeah. And he phoned me up. And
that's amazing.
I was like, just had a mental day.
I love the way you came in, you were like, yeah, I spoke to him. And he asked me what I want to do. So I just said, get rid of everything.
Do what you want.
You're like, all right, so just scrap it and let's go.
Go for it.
That's amazing. Well, and I will also say with the music video, as a fan of Formula One myself, I did like the homage to like 70s racing too in that. My question is, did you get to drive any race cars? Or were you in like a Volume-S type situation where it's like...
They didn't let us go.
They wouldn't let us drive.
We were in the cars.
Too much liability.
Insurance purposes, yeah, that's why. But we were in them and it was like, it was sort of a motion thing, it moved. But they're so small. Cool. Like, Sam couldn't fit in it.
My knee was hanging out the door because it's literally like that.
I'm going to ruin the illusion. When you see the cars and we're driving it and they're shaking around moving, there's three people out of shot sitting on the bonnet, bouncing up and down.
See, this is the stuff that I love. I love the behind the scenes things. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Like, it was a great video, it was a lot of fun to make. And it was kind of like, sort of the end of COVID, so there's still a lot of restrictions, so we had to work around that, but and it turned out great. So
it turned out fantastic. I loved it, and I love the racing theme because it's so great. I'm a massive fan of racing.
We are too. Love it.
Do you guys have, is it controversial to say, do you guys have like a particular team that you're behind?
Not teams, drivers.
What drivers?
I'm a Lewis Hamilton fan.
Yes.
Like from day one, I've been a Lewis Hamilton fan, and now I guess Lando and George as well. They're just incredible drivers.
They're really good
Big into it.
Well, and hopefully with, Ferrari, maybe he'll get put in the right car. Yeah. We'll see.
Into Ferrari. I think I've always been a
Ferrari.
I think they're
If you're listening, Ferrari, we love you, Ferrari.
I'm a Lewis Hamilton person myself. I like Hammy. He's great. Wonderful gent. Yeah. Very good sportsman. Yeah. But so what's next in the future? We've talked about the possibility of, an album maybe this year. We'll see if it lines up right. But I know next week you've got a show in Colorado that you're doing. Anything tour-wise we're thinking for the rest of the year? Are we kind of going to take it easy, work on the album?
We're going to be finishing off some songs, and mm-hmm. so we can hopefully put that album together. And then we are going to be touring at the end of the year, but those things are all just still being decided.
But, we're doing a show with Sophie Ellis Bexter.
Oh my God!
Murder on the Dance Floor.
That
that'll be fun.
Yeah, we just had that as a Fresh Squeeze track of the day recently. That was a really good remix.
So we got things coming up, but yeah, we're just sort of because of the recording, we're just trying to work it all out.
You know? That makes sense. Yeah. There are a lot of moving parts. I mean, seriously, lots and lots of moving parts.
Yeah.
Well, I do have to ask, what is your favorite venue of all time? If you had to say one that you've played and maybe one that you've attended, what would be your favorite venue?
Do you know what? Actually, weirdly, left field, I think my favourite venue recently, and probably because it is recent, is the Doug Fir Lounge in Portland, Oregon. I love that place. It had real vibe, man.
I love that. And that's the thing, is like, it's like whatever you can think of on the top of your head, because it's like, as of late, it doesn't have to be of all time. It could be just, you know, hey, we did this and this was really fun.
For me, my favourite times of life have been stood in front of the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I've never been. That is on the bucket list.
To play, I'd probably say. We played the Roundhouse in London, Camden once, which is an amazing place. That's a great venue.
That is so cool.
We play some epic gigs in Italy, you know, like outdoor gigs, any outdoor gig.
And you guys had like a massive show in Italy too, 100,000 people.
That was
pretty crazy.
With the Muse.
On the coast in Gallipoli.
The adrenaline has to really be going at that moment. Like, you know, when you hear that Niall's going to be on your track, that kind of surreal.
It does. I nearly got burnt alive, though.
You did get some fire.
With pyrotechnics?
Yeah.
No, they didn't tell us about it.
They ushered us on really fast. We did, because it was like this big TV performance. And they didn't tell us that there was pyrotechnics.
Oh, God.
And one of the songs at the key part, I jumped down. And just by complete luck, I was the stood in the middle, and by both my sides, I just went up. And I felt it like burn my hair. And it literally,
this is why I don't have sideburns.
So that could have been disastrous.
You can see me in the background just wetting myself. It's hilarious.
Like, he's okay, all right, now die laughing.
Someone's like, you're on fire. Oh, yeah, you are.
literally you're on fire. Well, I'm so excited for you guys to play some songs for us. I'm excited to hear California. I'm excited to, you know, hear Up All Night. I also love just like the kind of disco-esque feeling of that. It's very 1970s, very callback to that era. And it's just so great. I love that song. So I can't wait to hear it live, but I have to end on this because I always do. All right, so for all of you guys, I would prefer individual answers because I know they're very, but three people, living or dead, musician or not, could be anyone, that if you had to make reservations tonight for a dinner, maybe you're gonna go to like Dentana's or whatever. Who are you taking? Three people. Let's start with you, Sam.
Well, it would have to be David Bowie as one of them.
Yep, I had you for that.
You knew that.
Okay, so we've got
second one. Well, I don't know how much fun he would be, but obviously he's a legend, so it'd be Prince.
Yep, I had you for that as well.
Yeah.
All right, so Sam and Dave are same now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the third?
And then the third one, I'd have to say, it would have to be Jimi Hendrix, I think, because that was the reason I started.
You went all music.
You went all music.
I was going Bowie, Prince, Freddie. Yeah.
So we've got Freddie Mercury and Jimmy as like separate.
I've gone off piece. I'm actually going to the racing theme. Ayrton Senna. I'd like to have dinner with him.
Love it.
Being John fast food, yeah.
Like the greatest songwriter. John Lennon, the greatest songwriter. Ever. And then the third one, actually, I'm a mad like professional cycling fan, and I would like to sit down with Lance Armstrong and find out what exactly was going on with the doping and the drugs.
That would be a bit of a tense dinner. Yeah. I think at some point. So who would be getting the check at that point? I mean, I don't know.
No, Lance Armstrong, obviously.
Okay, Steve, what about you?
I would probably, I'd get Will Smith and Chris Rock in a room so they can work it out.
Are we on anniversary 1 or 2 this weekend?
And then I'd bring Amy Winehouse along, because then me and Amy could just have a few drinks and just watch it.
So you're bringing along your own entertainment.
Yeah, me and Amy just chill and see what's going on.
Oh my God, I love it. See, this is why I ask these questions. It's so interesting. I get a different answer every single time. You guys, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And Steve, I know you're under the weather. Thank you for being a champ and hanging in. And I hope you guys have a great show next week. It's in Colorado Springs. Is it, what's the venue called? Is it, it's like Volt?
Do you know it?
I have no idea. Sorry.
I was like, I know it starts with a V, and I'm like, it's somewhere in there. It's not here locally,
I'm still on the UK time, even though I've been here a week. I have no idea what time of day it is, let alone.
Yeah, my co-host recently got back from the UK. Quick turnaround trip. I think he's still trying to figure out what day it is.
Yeah. It takes a bit of time.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. Congrats on the success. And hopefully Up All Night's going to keep climbing that Billboard chart. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
We're going to hear a few songs from you guys, including Up All Night and also California. I'm really excited about. So thanks, guys. And I hope to see you around soon.
Excellent.
Thank you
very you.
gotta get up somehow. Get up and dance. Wake up and dance. Never wanna think of going home. There's nobody there, I dance alone. The day dragged until such a time as the night stole the sun. We pirates debated the prospects of carrying on. I should've give up on the bad thing. Should've give up with the questioning. But I don't wanna give up, wanna give up, wanna give up, wanna give up tonight. Get up and dance. Wake up, wake up and dance. I never wanna think of going home. There's nobody there, I dance alone. Every time I don't know why, wanna get low, I get so high. Get up. Get up. Get up and dance.
Till I can't sleep, you're the thing I need. The truth is I can't see my way to say this dream is paler than you promised me. What am I gonna do when you're not here to talk to? What am I gonna say? I can't be without you. What am I gonna do when you're not here to talk to? What am I gonna say? You keep me up. Thought the morning after lingers for an eternity. I'm eternally somewhere in between reticence and liberty. What am I gonna do when you're not here to talk to? What am I gonna say? I can't be without you. What am I gonna do when you're not here to talk to? What am I gonna say? You keep me up. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
am I gonna say? Keep me up.
SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Jet. Audio recorded and mixed by Dave Roden. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Over the air at 88.5 FM and streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.